Hello?
Hello, this is Will calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Derica Loke.
This is her.
Hi, good evening, ma'am. Just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions. You have a minute?
Sure.
Thank you very much. First question, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president and Congress and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Thank you very much. Next question, just to make sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, African American, Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native, mixed?
Hispanic.
Thank you very much. Next question. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
Probably 7.
Thank you, ma'am. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Very Independent.
Thank you very much. Next question. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with it?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Next question. Which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congregational elections? Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting our democracy and freedoms, standing up for fighting against racial discrimination, immigration and border security. Any of those so far?
Yeah, the last part.
The last one?
Okay. Yeah.
Next, inflation and the economy, criminal justice and reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, gun regulation and reform, climate change and environmental issues, improving K-12 public school education, healthcare costs, crime and violence, any of those?
Yeah, improving K-12 education.
Thank you very much. Next question. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you. Next question. Now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you, ma'am. Next question. How often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often. Thank you, ma'am. How often will you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, not often, not at all?
Not often.
Not often. Thank you very much. How concerned are you about rights and freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you, ma'am. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Joe Biden.
Sorry, what does 100 mean again?
That you feel very warm and very favorable towards them.
60.
60, thank you. The Republican Party.
20.
Thank you. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
70.
Thank you. Black Lives Matter.
80.
Thank you. The National Rifle Association, or NRA?
40.
Thank you. Colonel West?
50. I don't know if that is.
I'm sorry?
50.
50? Okay, thank you. 10 Scott?
50.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
0.
0. Okay, next question. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were to be held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Colonel West, and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for? Joe Biden, Colonel West,
probably Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you very much. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not at all?
Very worried.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree. Number one, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience of profit and big tech.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next question. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and employment? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly, somewhat.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next question. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which one you agree with the most. Number one. Some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people we have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. We cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. The next statement is, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting us for the solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Which one you agree with the most?
The first one.
Okay, that will be much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you very much. Next question. Now I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for a democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think is extremely important, 5 means that you think is somewhat important, and 0 means that you don't think it's important at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Secure borders.
Important.
That will be extremely important. You have to give me a number, either from 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Quality K through 12th grade education.
10.
Thank you. A fair and equitable course system.
10.
10, thank you. Religious freedom.
10.
Thank you. Free and fair elections.
10.
Thank you. Traditional family values.
10.
Thank you. Affordable health care?
10.
Thank you. A strong military?
9.
Thank you. Next question. We almost done. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to this country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Every child in America should have what prepares them for the future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
Probably still at 7.
7?
Yeah.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Thank you. Next question, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Thank you. Next question. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I guess somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Thank you very much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever. Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Urban, thank you very much. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Thank you. That will be all. Thank you very much for your time, ma'am. You have a wonderful evening.
All right. Thank you. Bye.